Tell us what you do for your 19 and 20-year-olds to get ready for the ultimate kind of pressure. What is the technique that works the most for helping them think about, focus on the things that matter when they have to literally be in life or death situations?
Well, you know, Nick, it really isn't any different than what Jim was talking about, that kids, you know, our kids and young adults, our young cadets, are going to make mistakes. And at least in a training environment at West Point, they can be free to make mistakes and to learn from them. Because the last thing I want to have happen, or the last thing that any of us want to have happen who are responsible for developing future officers, is that they're so afraid of making mistakes that they're not going to try something. And like Jim talked about, you know, people are going to, you know, kids, cadets, young adults, young officers are going to make mistakes, but the idea is what can you learn from them and how quickly can you recover from them? And as you pointed out, it's, you know, the team that makes the most mistakes wins. There's an old Nike commercial by where Michael Jordan was on many years ago where he talked about making mistakes. And he said, "In my life, I've made mistakes over and over and over again, and that is why I succeed." And it's important that in a training environment with these cadets, we teach them that, you know, go out and try things, be aggressive, be bold, try new stuff. And, you know, if you make a mistake, learn from it. But this is the time to do it. But you know what? Even when they're out there in combat, they're going to be trying to do their best, but hopefully they've already made a whole lot of mistakes before then and have learned from them and are better as a result.